The SPLA Defense Council has presented about 7 witnesses to witness for the 11 accusers on the charges that level against each. And this morning, the court has listened to 3 witnesses, but unfortunately, one of the witnesses has been discarded simply because he lacks competency as a result of some mental disorder. So he could not speak to the court as expected, so he was discarded. The 2 witnesses gave their testimonies, trying to deny all the charges that were leveled against the accused. And of course, they were specifically witnessing for some accusers. The first one was witnessing for 3 accusers, and the second one was witnessing for 2 accusers. Those 5 accusers that they were accused, ranging from looting, rape, and murder. But all these witnesses have actually denied all these accusation level against the accusers.
This is not the first time that the witnesses of the defense denying involvement of the accused. So what's the way forward?
Well, it depends on the court, and then it depends on the analysis, because this is a competent court that has a capacity to analyze those who are lying and those who are telling the truth. We are now remaining with about 4 witnesses, but of course, as the Xmas is approaching and the celebration for the new year, the court will resume again on the 10th of January 2018 at the same place. But unfortunately, one of the cases that just came up this afternoon, it was actually the case of the rape of daughter of General Elias Wanyipuch, who was raped on the 16th of this month. She was actually coming from Kampala, and it was the night. Of course, she could not identify the house of her father. And then in between, one of the guys landed on her, and then she was trying to explain that she's the daughter of General Elias Waya, but that person could not listen to her. And then he took the girl and then raped her. The girl is 16 years old. And this morning, General Elias opened a case, and now he is before the GCM, and his statement is being taken, and the perpetrator has been apprehended, and he's now in the custody.
You said General Elias opened a case in GCM. Is the suspect a soldier, SPLA? Or
yeah,
it's tell
a
so- us more.
It's, yeah, the suspect is a soldier. It's from military police. And this is one of the units in the SPL which is actually expected to be more disciplined. And each and every officer that is in that unit is supposed to have a rare character, because the unit, or this is the unit that is supposed, or this is the unit that is responsible, you know, for the discipline of the SPLA. Unfortunately, this soldier has done this. It is actually a setback. The case is going to resume as soon as possible, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite most of the available media houses to attend this case, and we want to make it really public.
When?
Starting from tomorrow, 10.
What time was the girl raped, and where exactly?
Yeah, it is at Jebel at around 8:30 in the evening. Of course, the girl disembarked from a bus, and then she took a taxi, and then came, tried to go to the house. But of course, as a result of the development that took place in Juba, she could not be able to identify the house of her father. And of course, that military police, NCO, was supposed to take care of her. And I assume that he should know General Elias Waya. You know, it is really very unfortunate. It is actually regrettable.
How is the condition of the girl?
The condition is very bad. I was reading the medical report this morning. There is a lot of destruction, and it is actually very unfortunate.
Where is she being attended to? In which hospital?
In Juba Teaching Hospital. And now the process is ongoing for this girl to be also investigated, so that she gave her statement. But generally, this is what I got from General Elias as I was speaking with him.